I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The day after, Mike Schilt retires. Start to get more information. Dennis Lynn with an article late last night popped up in The Athletic. Some good baseball last night. Mariners are seemingly in control of their series.
Mariner fans don't want to hear that.
I'm sorry. I know they don't.
Because they've never been to the World Series.
I know
and
they
they're just sure something bad's going to happen.
And I respect those feelings. But
yeah,
the reality is they have really dominated the first two games of
this
series.
Winning two on the road, man. It's got to be your series.
Against a team that was hot. And then, man, I tell you what, Blake Snell put on a absolute show last night. As
it was the best performance I think I've ever seen, because I was not alive when Don Larson pitched his perfect game. And I know it's hard for Scraby and others to believe that there was actually a game played in the World Series that I wasn't alive for. But
yeah. You
look, I mean, when you face 24 batters and you retire 23 of them, and I don't even think he retired them. I think it'd be fair to say that he retired them easily.
Yeah, no,
Tony,
no, without
they weren't
question.
Getting any loud foul balls.
No, they weren't even hitting anything.
No, and when they
foul.
Made an out, it was a ground ball rolled over. So he gets 23 of the 24 out. The other guy picks off first base. It's the only time, other than Larson's perfect game, that a pitcher has basically faced the minimum for 8 innings in a playoff game.
Yeah.
It's the only other time. So it's clear to me that this is the best game that's been pitched since then. The most dominant, for sure. The only thing is, I know he had 100 pitches. I can't say it, but if they would have lost that game and not used him in the ninth inning, do you think he asked out, or was this just a decision that was made ahead of time?
A decision they made ahead of time. Listen, there was a time where people were saying Blake couldn't pitch beyond 5.
I know.
Since then, he's thrown a no-hitter. He's gotten to 8 in this big game last night.
But, I mean, you would have never taken a pitcher out under those circumstances before, and it almost cost them. I mean, I was rooting for Sasaki to finally have the meltdown we've been waiting for.
He kind of...
And I think Dave Roberts recognized it was happening and was smart enough to get him out of there.
Got him out of there because it was starting to unravel on him. And my question now will be, how effective can he be moving forward? Because last time we saw him have some trouble, it kind of snowballed on him, and then we didn't hear from him for a little bit. So
Dave Roberts may not even use him again.
This is his first adversity since coming back from, you know, the last kind of hiatus. Yes.
Let's be honest. We don't like Dave Roberts here because he's the manager of the Dodgers. But to sit here and say that he doesn't make a few moves here and there that are unconventional, that work, would be not correct. Very few guys would replace their closer in the middle of the inning with a lead, but he felt that's what he needed to do. It worked. Had Trinan given up a double, everybody would have criticized him, but Dave Roberts isn't afraid.
No.
He looked at his bench coach. You could see the John boy in me now. And he looked at his bench coach and he said, "I think we got to get Blake." And his bench coach kind of said, "Yeah, And he went out and he brought him in, and he's done a lot of things like that that don't make a lot of sense when I see them, and I don't want them to work, but they work. So
I don't want them to work.
No, of course I want them to fail miserably. The Brewers need to win this this playoff because. And I don't want to overreact to one article by Jeff Passan, but
you're about to.
No, I'm not going to overreact. But you don't think that another year of a $500 million baseball team running away with the World Series isn't going to make the divide between ownership and the Players Association greater? Because I believe if the Dodgers win this again and they do it easily, like they've been doing, have they lost a playoff game yet? One, I think. The Schwarber game they lost. But I believe the owners will at least use that and say, hey, we've got to get some control of the salaries. I don't agree with them, Tony. I think that they ought to be able to control themselves, but they can't. And I just worry that they're going to use that, and the Players Association never going to go for the salary cap. We've talked about this, you know, for years and years. And baseball is looking at a potential stoppage.
Was that on your radar before Jeff Passan's article?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Just wanted to ask.
Nope.
But every now and again, somebody brings something that do you disagree with him 100%? You don't think that if the Dodgers keep winning like this, that it's going to be something that will be brought up?
First, the Dodgers have to actually do this, which hasn't been done since the New York Yankees, right?
Right. They would be the first team since the Phillies of 08-09 to even get back to the World Series after winning it.
We weren't having that conversation then when the Phillies got there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's not a possibility. I'm just saying let's not overstate it. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here thinking that the Dodgers are about to, as you said, run away with a World Series. I don't know about running away.
I don't either.
That looked like a pretty contested game, and that was Blake Snell on the mound. I would contend that they don't have anybody else in the rotation, as good as everybody else is, that will be as difficult of a matchup as Blake Snell was last night for them.
All right, well, let's look at this. Let's look at this issue.
Before we move forward,
I don't want to move forward. I'm still on this.
I want to get this particular piece out the way. Bryce Terang in that ninth inning.
Oh yes. I mean, why would he not get hit? Come on, bro.
This is
game would have been tied.
Listen, man.
And then you swing at a pitch that's at your head?
Two different things. Swinging at a pitch above your head, you know, that's what you try not to do all the time. But getting out of the way of a baseball thrown at you, I don't care if it's a breaking ball or not, it is natural for your first move on the ball like that to get out the way. He certainly knew afterwards, like, dang, if I could have just stayed in there.
Kind of like if you're falling off a cliff, your first movement is going to be to grab the side.
Right.
You're not going to be able to not try to grab the side.
Self-preservation.
Look, we were taught when I pitched, if you wanted to hit a batter, you didn't throw at him. You threw a little bit behind his butt.
Right.
And he would back right into it every time. And that's not because they want to. They can't help it.
They can't help it.
I didn't even look at that. I know people have been going on and on about it, but that didn't even register.
All right, now what did you want to say?
I wanted to get back and one last thing on this Passan thing. And if you know what we're talking about, it's on ESPN.com. You can read it. And he's saying that this series is going to determine whether or not baseball goes forward after 2026 because they're going to have a strike. But let's look at it from the Brewers' side. If the Brewers win the series, to me, that gives people who want the status quo a huge leg up to say, yeah, the status quo works. We don't need to make changes. A team that is 25th in payroll just knocked off the $500 million team. So I think it is important in regards to where baseball goes forward. If the Brewers can pull this off, I think it's going to be something where people on baseball side are going to say, hey, just keep it. You know, look what's happened. But if the Dodgers run away, I think there will be an overreaction.
I don't think it has to be a one end of the spectrum or the other, right?
Okay.
It doesn't have to just be either status quo or crazy, crazy change. So in terms of a salary cap, I don't know that it matters as much in terms of where the players are. They're not going to ever want it, regardless of how this finishes. So
agreed.
That's a whole nother.
But it would be much easier to keep the status quo if the Dodgers don't win.
I don't know. I just think
Paxton might be onto something here.
If Milwaukee wins, the same fight is going to happen in 2026, regardless of
whether. Are people not going to come back to this series and say, yeah, okay, you're fighting to keep teams from spending an inordinate amount of money, but we've shown that it isn't really all that important. Toronto's a bit of a smaller thing. You know, I mean, Milwaukee's definitely small market. Seattle's not big either. So these teams can win. They can compete. So let's not change anything. What do you think, Mr. Scraby? You're the top businessman in this room.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel good about that.
Pull up the payrolls for this past season.
I know the Dodgers are at the top.
Well, clearly.
Way up there.
The Mets
were actually at the top, I think.
The last five championship winners, right? What is we talking? We're talking Dodgers, Braves. The Red Sox aren't in there. Are they in the last 5 years? No.
Astros.
I just want to see where.
If you ask me the World Series champs in the 70s, I'll reel them right off for you. But if you ask me who won 2 years ago, I can't remember
the
anybody.
Current payrolls for. Is this. Oh, that's 2026. Let me go back. Mm-hmm. Current payrolls for 2025. Oh, my goodness. The total tax payroll plus the bill for the Dodgers this year. Estimated $585 million.
Right.
So that goes into the pot.
And what's the Dodgers? What's the Brewers? They're down in the 20s.
The Brewers are...
Maybe even lower.
They're at $146 million.
My point is that that's just this season.
Right.
There are previous seasons that you got to kind of take.
Okay, so who won in 2024?
Dodgers. 2023 Rangers.
So last year the Dodgers paid 2024 they paid $456 million. The Rangers they had Marcus Semien and the Rangers were the eighth highest payroll.
Well,
who won in 2022?
All right, the top payroll doesn't win every time. Obviously, you can come
Braves.
From nowhere. The Royals won in 2015. I don't want to change baseball. I don't mind the way it is. I think the owners should be, if you can't afford it, stop buying it and figure out a way to get it done. The Brewers have done it. The Rays have done it consistently.
Yep.
Other teams have been consistently good under these circumstances. And although the Dodgers are a bit of an outlier because they have been here almost every time with all this talent, where are the Yankees? Where are the Mets? Where are the Red Sox?
Right.
Where are all these teams that also spend uncontrolled amounts of money? It's not guaranteed. The Dodgers have done it right. The other teams also do it. They don't end up here like the Dodgers every time. So
you just think that it could have an impact.
In the negotiations, I think people were going to look at this series and be able to make a point one way or the other.
I will say in a quick look back to 2021, seems like World Series teams come in the top 10 payroll. So you don't make make the playoffs or you don't make the World Series.
But 1 year the Dodgers beat the Rays. The Rays clearly were not in that.
Right.
Correct. My opinion on this, Tony is not going to like it.
I don't get it.
You know what?
I don't have a dog in the fight.
It's time for a break. I'll share my opinion on the other side.
Great tease.
Wow, Morgan
and Chris.
Wait.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gwynn and Chris underway Tuesday. It hasn't started raining yet, at least not where we are, but can't
it just
be far
started.
Off. Can't be far off.
It just started.
Foreboding skies over San Diego. Day after Mike Shildt announces his retirement, AJ Preller had some very interesting, I thought, comments about that. Earlier today in his press conference, we will play you some of what he said in about 10 minutes. So you will get to hear AJ talk about not only the announcement itself, but apparently Mike Shildt has been receiving death threats, among other things, and has had health issues enough to where that all contributed to the decision. But we'll hear from AJ Preller on that. Let's finish up, though, the game last night, the Brewer game. Sorry to the Mariners and Blue Jays fans, but didn't really watch that game. It was during our show, so I don't have as many comments about it. The Brewers thing, first of all, did you hear that Mookie Betts, after the game, got a ride? Evidently the car, you probably know this, Tony, but evidently your car in Milwaukee is far away from the clubhouse.
Yes.
It's not like right there.
I mean,
it's a good walk.
Far away in relative terms.
Relative terms.
Yes.
Well, far away enough for Mookie Betts to ask one of the Milwaukee Brewer clubhouse attendants to give him a ride out to the car after the game.
A couple
last
of things,
night.
Real quick, to just kind of clear up.
Okay.
The visiting clubhouse.
Yes, you know this. I don't.
Is a way further away
than
from
the
lot than the home. So you got to go by the home locker room.
All right.
Coming from the visitor's locker room.
But apparently, this was a Brewers clubhouse attendant. I guess one that works in the visiting locker room.
Correct.
Mookie Betts got a ride to his car. The person who told this story was Milwaukee Brewers manager, Mr. Murphy, because he said Mookie Betts and the driver whizzed right past them as he was walking to his car.
Ugh. I don't want to be that clubby.
Yeah, I don't know that that's... I know
Tony's going to... Murph is being misleading here. Murph is being misleading.
Okay.
The visiting clubhouse guys solely deal with the visiting guys. So, like... It's not unusual for – what's unusual is for Mookie to be going out that direction, because typically the visitors go out the opposite direction. But since he has an actual car there, he's probably parked somewhere where the home guys are parked. So typically the visiting guys will take care of whatever the visiting team needs. And so in this case, it's Mookie. So I don't know that it's all that crazy for said visiting clubhouse guy to go whizzing by Murph on the way out to the parking lot.
What is crazy is when the bases are loaded and a guy hits a fly ball to the top of the fence in center field, and it turns into a
circus.
Double play that confused everyone. There's no way Ron Darling and Jeff Francoeur on the TV broadcast knew what was happening. They tried to make it sound like they did. Brian Anderson, a Hall of Fame announcer, was smart enough to just let it play out and said, they're going to have to review this. But if you didn't see it, Muncy hit the deep fly ball. Bases are loaded, one out. Frelick, the center fielder, goes back, leaps at the top of the fence, and the ball goes in his glove and then pops out up in the air.
Hits the wall.
And it hits the wall, and then he catches it again. But at first glance, at least I couldn't see that the ball hit the wall. I just thought it popped out of his glove. You did. Well, yeah. you're a major league center fielder, so I think you would kind of get that. Anyway, the Dodger base runners didn't know what to do.
Right.
They didn't know where to go. Teoscar Hernandez thought he needed to tag up. He did. By the time he ran home, they threw home. But instead of having to tag him out, it was ruled a force play. And I don't think the Dodgers could even figure that out. And then the runner at second never ran to third, so they walked up to third, inning over. And what everybody came to find out is that when the ball hit the fence, first time it popped out of his glove, that made the ball safe. It was actually not a catch.
No.
It was a hit.
No.
Right. And so the base runner should have been running the whole time.
Yeah.
The left field umpire did a fantastic job of running down the line and out there and signaling safe, as to say that is a hit, that is in play. But in the craziness of the situation, I don't think you can necessarily blame any of the Dodger runners for not knowing what to do.
A couple things.
How did you take it, Tony? Because you've been out there.
I saw it come out of his glove and hit the wall.
You did see it hit the wall.
And then catch it.
And then he catches it, right.
I thought, based on how they were calling it, I thought Ron saw that as well. I thought Frenchie did not see it.
And you're talking about umpires here.
No, I'm talking about the broadcasters. You said
Ron Darling, Frenchie.
I thought Darling saw it.
Okay.
And I thought Frenchie didn't see it. And so, as the base runners, man, you can't fault anybody, really. Because I got to see it because it's on TV. There are cameras that bring me closer to the center fielder.
Right.
From third base, it would have been great eyesight.
Right.
And you don't know if, by the way, who was that? Was that Sal? Who went up?
Frelick.
Frelick.
He was in center
field. And you can't know if Frelick is screening him from that standpoint in terms of after it comes out of his glove.
Right.
Like, you just don't know any of that. He's looking through bodies anyway at that point. So you can't really fault any of the base runners. I mean, maybe if – I think it was Tommy Edman who was at second.
Will Smith was at second because he ran back to second and told Tommy Edman to run back to first.
So Will Smith then, who's at second, maybe if he is looking right at the third base umpire or whatever umpire is out there, not a common thing to be doing.
No.
He might have been able to pick up, okay, he's saying live ball, go.
Yeah.
But that's like that would have been like a one in a million look.
In a regular season, you wouldn't even know to look at a third base umpire or a left field umpire because it wouldn't be one.
He wouldn't be there, right.
It was the craziest thing.
It was.
I got to hand it to the umpires on the play.
Yep.
They seemed to have it the whole time. They ruled, Hernandez out at home plate on a force play when I had no idea how that could be a force play.
That's how good these umpires are at this late in the season. I mean, the fact that home plate umpire, he knows in that situation, I need to be looking at the left field umpire, see what he calls here. Once he calls safe, it's lined up for those guys. They know exactly what to do. And they got it 100% right.
Yeah, they did a great job. And Dave Roberts came out, got his explanation.
He knew he was just trying. He knew he was toast.
He was trying, but at least he tried, and then he went back. And then, you know what? The Dodgers kind of accepted it. And I thought, and this goes back to Blake Snell, that's the turning point of the game right there, that play. And Blake Snell just goes out the next inning, goes, you're out, you're out, you're out, and he goes and sits down again. And you're like, wow. So the Brewers had no momentum at all.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter what happened because he was that good.
It was one of the best pitching performances I've ever seen from a starting pitcher for as long as it was. The 23 easiest outs I've ever seen. And I do think...
And that's a difficult lineup to get through.
Yeah.
Because they have so many dudes that put the ball in play. But he's... I've always said that, even when he was here. Stuff for stuff, When he's right, there isn't anybody better.
I don't think there is. And if you add to the fact that he walked none, forget it.
Yeah.
Might as well go home.
Yep.
Because when he walks none.
It's a good thing he can't pitch to game two or three at this point.
Well, it was fun to watch, even if you're not rooting against him, and I'm sure you were. Anyway, Dodgers lead one zip. They'll play game two tonight in Milwaukee. You know, the Mariners and the Blue Jays with the 2-0. The jinx for the Mariners is this. When the visiting team wins the first two games of a best of seven, as the Mariners have done, it's happened 28 times in baseball history. 25 times that team has won the series. So it's about a 90% shot right now for the Mariners to get to their first World Series. If you're like me, you wonder who the three teams that came back. I wonder. The 85 Royals lost the first two to the Cardinals at home. They end up winning the series thanks a lot to that Denkinger bad call in Game 6. The famous 86 Mets, who just had the magic, they lost the first two at home to the Red Sox. They had to come up with that crazy Game 6 themselves to win that series. And then the only other team to do it was the 06 Yankees, 96. Their first World Series under Joe Torre, they lost the first two games at home to Atlanta and came back and won four straight. So that's what Toronto will be attempting to do. That series resumes tomorrow.
Boom.
Scraby, I never heard your thought.
I know. I'm sorry to everybody who waited around.
I knew there was something I needed to get to, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
Apparently, sorry, dog. Everybody's telling me on the chat, because I tuned out from you guys for a second. The weather is nuts outside.
It is nuts. I'm looking at it right now. It's crazy.
All right.
I'm trying to... Oh, there it is. I keep forgetting where it is.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there...
What?
That was a long time ago, everybody. Being
about cool. Our fourth show, wasn't
no,
it?
No, no,
and
no.
I thought... I told Tony on after that show that day, we're in big trouble.
There's no show.
We ain't going to make it.
It was the day after. I remember this like it was yesterday. We were talking about the Super Bowl because it was the day after the Patriots beat the Rams in that Super Bowl. And Chris was making a great Todd Gurley point, and then I just broke in with that.
I stepped right on.
Yeah, was like, it's raining really hard, guys.
Yeah, we recall it. We've come a long way since then. All right, you wanted to comment. We're just at the quick, Scraby. We're talking about the Brewers and the small market versus the big market and what's at stake in the series. And you were going to say something that was going to upset Tony.
It's not going to upset me.
I'm going to be on your side with this whole thing, Chris. They have $1 billion of players, and most of them are on deferred contracts. And that is not... Like, they have a guy named Tanner Scott who they're paying a bunch of money to, and they don't even really need him right now because they have so many other guys.
He's like, not good right now.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if the Dodgers keep generating these great players every single year by handing out big contracts, I do think that's a problem.
On the surface, I don't disagree, but to dig further, and I did while we were talking, the Dodgers have 5 current players that they drafted on their playoff roster. Will Smith is among them, Kershaw, of course, others. 5. The Brewers, a team that has to be built through the draft and has no money, they have only 4.
Hmm.
So that means the Brewers have acquired just as many free agents and made as many trades as the Dodgers have to put this team together.
Like Yelich was a Marlin.
Of course he was. Yep. Most everybody came from the homegrown Brewer. The four Brewers Terang. Are Frelick, Ashby, the pitcher.
Terang,
yeah. And one other pitcher. It's in the story.
McGill, right?
No, not McGill. He came from elsewhere. Huh. They only have one free agent, though. Oh. True free agent, the Brewers, and that's Quintana, who's not much of a free agent. That tells you really what a great job the Brewers have done with trades.
They do a good job.
Finding guys to come in and make this team. Give them their credit. It's due. Break time. A.J. Preller on the retirement of Mike Schilt. His press conference from earlier today. You'll hear a bunch of it next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2:38 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellum, Matt Scraby. AJ Preller had his press conference today, a Zoom press conference, that is.
I hope he finished his lunch with Mike Schilt after the press conference. So they could be, yeah, he said he was having lunch with Mike Schilt. Yeah, after the press conference.
Oh.
So I hope he enjoyed that, and I hope they enjoyed that, yeah. And I hope both of them are back in their cars to listen to what we have to say.
I have a feeling Mike Schilt's not listening.
You know, Mike, listen, come on!
He's going to be listening to his own voice here very
well,
shortly.
Well, he pays me money to say nice things. He might as well hear some of the nice things I say.
Have you made contact about maybe receiving payments?
Residuals?
Yeah. I'm waiting to see who the next manager is.
Oh, great.
Working up a contract.
Thinking ahead there.
Working up a contract as we speak, Tony.
Gotcha.
You should make money for any time, like years from now, you bring it back saying, is this Mike, you know, this isn't Mike Schilt's fault. You should just make residuals.
Like a running television show.
You know, yes. I mean, don't look now, Eric Grubner, but I may just make this a whole Padre thing.
What?
I'll just say everything nice about the organization at all times.
Wow. Yeah.
So I may have to go all the way to the top with this.
That'll definitely go over well on social media.
And yes, if Eric Grubner were to announce that Chris Ellum is now in place on 97.3 The Fan to only say good things about us. Sure, that would really be a hit with the fans.
Let's move on.
You woke up in a weird mood today.
I don't know why you say that, but
Tony, do you agree with me?
Leave me out of this.
There's a little bit of a.
I want to talk about what AJ talked about today. Is what I would like to talk about. AJ was asked how he found out about Mike Schilt's decision to retire, and if he had any, if there were any internal conflict within the organization.
From your perspective, how did Mike Schilt's retirement go down in terms of you learning about it? And did it have anything to do with any sort of conflict with anyone in the organization from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to me, it was probably more of a surprise than a shock. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we obviously talk all the time throughout the season and you get a feel for, you know, like where he's at, where his mindset and everything like that. I think when we left Chicago, you know, last week, he said, hey, let me get 5 or 6 days to kind of recharge the battery, you know, kind of talking about being burnt out a little bit. And he went back home to the Carolinas. And I talked to him, you know, multiple times last week. It was more small talk, you know, just kind of checking in, seeing how things were going, talking about starting to get ready for the off season, starting our review process. And then when we got to this weekend, you know, you could tell that he was just having some thoughts about what it all meant. And, you know, Saturday he got back to myself and John and Eric and, you know, just eventually said, hey, you know, this is something that I just don't have the energy to do, you know, physically, mentally, don't see myself continuing in this spot. So that's kind of the last week. Again, like as the year was going on, we always have conversations about where we're, you know, where we're at, what we're thinking, everything like that. So again, probably more of a surprise than shock.
So
I could. Are we still going with more questions?
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead. Another smooth transition from the Gwen and Chris show. How to transition out of a soundbite.
I couldn't help but kind of feel that. When AJ said, you know, when I got back to him on the weekend to see if, you know, we're getting ready to start our review process, it's like, damn, already? We, like, literally just lost last week. We're about to hop right back into this bad boy. And but from that point on, you start to go again. Like, it's you're starting to figure out roster. You're starting to figure out guys you want to bring back. You gotta
dwell on that game for as long as people might think.
Nah, man, you're back into it. And so, I mean,
yeah.
You can obviously hear in AJ's voice that he started.
He probably started thinking about it about the fifth inning when he was worried that we might not be able to get back in the game.
Well, he said it came up in the wild card series, right after, and you know from there, you know you start to. I'm sure he started to kind of get a feeling, just based off of hearing those many conversations he had with Mike leading up to Mike telling him on Saturday that hey, I don't have it in me.
Well, yeah, and we said this yesterday. Whatever Mike Schilt said when he talked about having to do some things for himself after doing things for others for so long, and that exactly is what managing is, getting people to the tip top of their abilities.
Right. That's what it should be about.
Or that's what it should be, and I believe Mike Schilt did it for the right reasons. So that just makes perfect sense to me. When Dennis Lynn in The Athletic, if you want to read that, yesterday starts talking about the Schilt hinted towards death threats that he's receiving as manager. I am so tired of reading this, but that is almost the least surprising thing I've heard.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. This is getting to be very commonplace. The Blue Jays pitcher, Yu Savage, has had his girlfriend, family targeted, and that's just right now in the last 2 weeks since he's been on this big stage.
Right.
We had Schlittler have to deal with it for the Yankees. We had Ketel Marte practically reduced to tears, or he was reduced to tears. You know, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And everybody knows this. So it's almost silly to keep talking about it the way I am. What needs to start happening is a dialogue as to what we can do about it. I don't have a lot of great answers. The best answer I have is just get out of bed with gambling. But I know that's not going to happen.
That toothpaste is not going back.
Right, that's not going to happen. So every time a pitcher gives up 9 runs and some guy loses his parlay, you know, look out for what happened to Liam Hendricks this year when he got death threats after pitching badly.
I kind of alluded to this on our extra clip we did and on our that Scraby posted on YYouTube. Gwen and Chris is now on YouTube for those
right.
who may not know.
Gwen
Twitter
and
Instagram for YouTube search Gwen and Chris SD. Twitter and Instagram, it's Gwen and A-N-D Chris as well. But yeah, these we have moved into this kind of, I don't know, generation of kind of sports where it's hyperactive. You know, from a fan experience standpoint to everything that you're going to endure as the athlete. And so that's just kind of where we are right now.
Society proved to me what they're all about. Remember when the kid ran on the field for the Padres and he got tackled and everybody was like, oh, he got tackled too hard for running on the field during a game and circling Fernando. And then the kid went on social media the next day and was like pumped. He's like, follow your dreams. Do stuff now rather than regret it later that you didn't. Like, yeah. That's his mindset. Right.
He didn't regret that at all.
He did not regret it at all. Yeah. He jumped on a field and
Which we all know is trespassing.
It's crazy to me, yes.
Right.
It's crazy to me, too, that there's people out there, well, he got tackled way too hard. Are you kidding me? What if he had a knife?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like I said, that's kind of the generation of sport spectating. Viewing.
I know, but we can't take it acceptingly.
No, we can't.
We have to figure something out.
What?
And I don't quite know. I mean, we can heighten security.
There just needs to be harsher punishments for...
Harsher punishments. I think alcohol is going to have to go away soon, and I know people who drink responsibly are going to hate that.
Yeah,
but what can we do?
They're definitely going to hate that.
10 years ago, I'd been like, "Who is this guy?"
I know, but what are we going to do?
What is this guy trying to do?
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of hate that.
I know you do.
They don't need. They need to.
Will people just drink as much as they can before they enter the stadium,
yes,
and then come in? You know,
I mean, we talk about it.
I get it. You have to be drunk.
You have to be drunk.
I'm not gonna, because I was a guy who used to go to those games messed up.
Wasted.
I was a guy who used to go wasted, and yes, I did pregame because the beers are too expensive inside the park.
In all seriousness, it could lead to that. I think people would have a big problem with it, though, for sure.
Brandon says, "So a few bad apples ruin it for us."
Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world, Brandon. That's pretty much how everything works. Yeah.
It's happening everywhere.
Most of us are pretty responsible. We don't need to be governed by a whole bunch of stupid laws and rules. But so many people can't.
There's
handle
not enough,
it,
apparently.
Right? So we have to put these things in place. Look, there's a story that was on CNN over the weekend. It's called Anderson Cooper Tells the Full Story. It is not political in any way for those who are anti-CNN or love CNN. It's just his own show where they pick up a topic and they report on it, and he's not actually on it. But the whole hour is about fan behavior, and I think you should watch it. It's interesting. There's a lot of fans in there that have had problems. There's people that have been injured. You may even recognize the one guy who got beaten close to death at a Dodger game. He's a giant fan.
I was playing when that happened.
Yeah. Interviewed him.
You were playing for the Dodgers when that happened?
I think so.
Wow.
2012? Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
And but the most interesting photo or camera shot of the entire thing that stuck in my mind, they showed a Manchester United versus Manchester
City
match.
Yeah.
The Man U arena, but they have so many fans of both teams there. They actually seat the fans based on who they're rooting for. They don't let them intermingle.
Mm.
And there's the blue on the one section, there's the red in this section, and down the middle is a stairway dividing them. On both sides of every step, their security in yellow jackets making a line all the way up. Yep. So the red has to stay here and the blue has to stay there. That's what that's come to.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's interesting. I would love
open the ideas.
I would love to go to a football game and not be concerned. Baseball's not far behind. There was one last thing to touch on, and we kind of got off track. It's not the first time.
I wonder who did that.
I did.
We started talking about Anderson Cooper's problem with it.
Work on another show.
We were talking about Anderson Cooper's show, and Anderson Cooper's not even on the show.
It's the name of the show.
Anderson Cooper has a show named after himself that he's not even on?
He wasn't on this one.
That's insane to me.
There was one other interesting point made, and then I'm going to go back to what AJ Preller said, because this started because Mike Schell got death threats. So there was a connection.
He had to remember where it started.
Yeah, I did. It took me a while. But this show, this news magazine of a show, attempted to get commentary from the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, all the leagues, tried to get their response to where fan behavior is now. Some of the numbers. Is it worse? Is it better? Is it under control? Is it not? Are you concerned more? Anyway, not one league got back
really?
To them.
Really? Why?
Didn't even get back to them. Well, I don't exactly know why, but my guess is that the numbers they would have to report would not be favorable.
But wouldn't they want to fix that, though?
Yes, but do they want the casual fan to know that it's that dangerous to go to a game?
Yeah, that's a good point.
None of the major
sports
got back to these guys.
Wow.
As if it was, you know, just taboo. to talk about this.
Max says Anderson Cooper speaking from his ivory tower in New York City. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yes, I know. I knew somebody had to go political on that.
No, that's
so.
Not even political.
That's just saying, yeah.
That's just saying, to... yeah. Forgot what I was going to say.
Dang.
I'm getting old, guys.
Well, good, because we don't. We need to get back to where we're going to
finish up. We can't. Because we got one clip's more. Clip's too long.
Dang.
So,
Chris
actually,
filibuster too long.
Filibustered.
You know, that who is that one guy in the Senate? He's got nothing on me, man.
What, it was up for like 24 hours?
I think it was 23 hours without even using the restroom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't beat that because I'd have to go to the restroom.
I think that social media... I'm going to do a big thing on the Scraby Show tonight about the society and where we stand in sports and all that. But I think social media is a massive problem. And I've said this a million times. We need IDs to sign up for social media sites, to have an anonymous way to just talk trash to people is so weird to me. I don't understand it.
It would never work.
Well, it wouldn't work. And then there would be black market accounts.
It wouldn't work now because no one trusts the government ultimately at this point.
No one trusts anyone at this point.
Right.
I mean,
so being able to, you know, get your or a company for that matter, right?
Yeah,
You can't trust very many things at this point.
I just think there's a lot of harm that social media causes, and there's a lot of good that social media.
Listen,
is,
I agree. I see it.
Contributes. To.
I see it at the teenage level quite often.
Oh, your kids.
Yes, I mean let's just say it works very well. Whoever, I mean, the creator of it.
They hate that they created the internet.
I mean, forget the internet. I mean, I'm talking about strictly how social media works, the algorithms, all of that. It works to perfection.
It's diabolical.
Yes, it is. All right, well, we got a few minutes to kill here.
You got any other Anderson Cooper hot takes over there?
I know that I think it was his uncle, was Harry Cooper, who bought the sports arena a long time ago and owned the Gulls.
The sports arena?
The sports arena. And he was the owner of the Gulls when I worked for the team.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say now.
Boom.
I see on Twitter every single day fights at...
X, by the way.
Whatever. Fights at sporting events. And they are getting worse. There are more people involved. There are more people willing to go farther. There are people that are falling downstairs. There are people that are nearly knocked off the balconies of sections. Yeah. Like, it's getting worse. I don't know that I would take my kid to a game.
You didn't need to tell me that. I saw that on the Anderson Cooper show.
You also saw drunk. I mean, really, this all started with drunk Broncos fan that was at the game that one day.
Oh, it did start there. That was just one of the ones we got up close and personal for the first time.
I'm just glad drunk Broncos fan stayed in the stands and didn't tumble to some disaster.
I don't mind the idea of putting all the fans in the same spot, like so you can't talk trash to each other, because I think that's probably the biggest problem. Is
can you imagine walking into a stadium and go, who are you rooting for? I'm going to go Brewers tonight. Over there.
To your left, sir.
Yeah, who you got?
We got the Daily Gambit. Are we going to finish? We're going to come to AJ a little bit later.
Yes.
Come to AJ a little bit later. Daily Gambit up next. More Gwen and Chris.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.